This is Zubrickblog TV, Episode 1, Toy Fair Coverage. All right, welcome to the Brick Blog Radio, I guess. And Toy Fair, we just got all sorts of nice news from Toy Fair, so
yeah, great things happening.
Yeah, so we're gonna get to work on that. We're just gonna start talking. Let's see here. First. Let's head over to the Brick Blog. Yeah, shameless plugging, huh? Here we go. So let's, I guess we'll start at the bottom.
Okay.
Moving down. Okay. First we have Star Wars, and not quite sure Hanley's on there. Hanley, are you on there?
Almost. Just keep on talking. I'll find it.
Okay. Should be close to the bottom of the page.
Uh-huh.
It's got a bunch of nice pictures. So, anyways. So, I guess I'll start from biggest to smallest. First, as our biggest set, we get a Millennium Falcon. Another one. Anyways.
Yeah, it's new.
It's not much different, except it's smaller, and
yeah,
so, and so, let's see, here, we have the Republic Frigate, which is, in my opinion, one of the, better sets in there.
Uh-huh.
It apparently has an escape pod and stuff like that. I have pretty high expectations for this set. And it's got some nice figures. It's got Yoda with a hologram. Is anyone else disappointed they didn't use the collectible minifig trophy as a
hologram?
Yeah.
A see-through red or something would be nice.
Yeah, or blue. Then we got four actually brand new minifigures. We have Quill and Voss, and a lot of people were really hoping for him in the, what was it? The, it was, the Republic thing. The one they just released, I don't know the name. Jedi Shuttle or something.
Yeah.
But anyways, he didn't show up. They replaced him with Anakin or something.
Yeah.
But we get him now. Then there's some other Jedi. I can't think of the name right now. But, and then we have Commander Wolf of the Clone Troopers. Some nice printing details and stuff. And then we have a Wolf Pack Trooper, which is one of Commander Wolf's little special guys. Then scrolling up, we have... Oh, wait. Hold on. One more thing. And if you look at the trans... green lightsabers they got. It's kind of, they've got these, they're in that new Atlantis green color.
Yeah.
And then, scrolling up, finally, we have Anakin Sebulba's Pod Racer, which is a re-release. We've gotten these before. I think we've gotten a set of every one of these before.
Yeah.
Except for Ewok Attack and another one, but
yeah, they're pretty much just revamped versions.
Yeah, LEGO Star Wars is doing that a lot. You know, they're kind of making re-releasing versions, which I guess is nice. But look at those.
I guess they came out a long time ago, too, so they're trying to get them back on the market.
Yeah, and the nice thing about the pod racers, we get a bunch of nice minifigures printed, too. So that's nice. The good thing about the new revamped ones is we get new figures and stuff circulating.
Yeah.
And that brings down the price of the lower, of the older figures, which is nice.
Yeah, not to mention new bodies just to add to your collection as well.
Yeah. And it affects the price of the things sold, you know, on Bricklink, supply and demand. But, yeah, it's a nice set. Some nice orange pieces and... Looks like some is that trans purple? I think so.
It looks like it. And the Electro. Yeah, I think it is.
That would be a nice grab.
Yeah. I see that much.
And then, ooh, I like this one. The, Sis Infiltrator.
Yeah.
I see some landing gear, a flick missile. And I mean, really, what people... The real thing about the Star Wars sets is you'll see the minifigs. I mean, no one really... I mean, there's some nice pieces you'll get, but...
Yeah.
If you want pieces, you'll go with one of the non-licensed sets.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah, I like that they revamped Darth Maul, too. That's
yeah. Yeah, I really think it's a nice improvement to have the new headpiece that snaps over its head like a hairpiece.
Yeah, it's good. For
and they gave him a hood too, so that's nice.
Uh-huh.
That looks nice. So you got Padme finally. We got a Padme figure. We get what's his name? Qui-Gon Jinn and a guard. And then one of my favorites in the series, the Geonosian Starfighter. And that's got still there, Hanley?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it's got a nice cockpit piece.
Yeah.
Some nice dark orange pieces. And the minifigures, of course. You got Geonosian, which is a nice version of it. Although, do you think the head kind of looks a little...
Yeah, the head looks kind of squashed.
Yeah, it's a little unproportional, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Although, it looks like... The set looks pretty cheap, you know?
Yeah.
And it looks like it... Yeah, it looks like it'll be a good way to get Commander Cody and, what's his name? I am just not thinking. He's Ki-Adi Mundi.
Yeah.
And then we move up to this. You want to talk about a little bit about the set?
Sure, yeah. It's got a nice, I'm not sure what they're trying to go for here. It looks just like a speeder for... Darth Maul, and looks like we got nice, and I guess that's not Darth Maul, who is that?
Savage Opress, you probably didn't see that episode of the Clone Wars, he's like Darth Maul's brother or something that's...
Oh, really? Yeah.
Ventress trains to kill Count Dooku. Yeah, and that speeder's from the episode. Well, Anakin wasn't in it.
Definitely nice, and it looks like it'll hopefully be cheap. I hope Lego doesn't make it too expensive because it doesn't look like it's too intricate.
Yeah.
Still nice though.
Well, unfortunately, I heard that's going to go for like $25.
Really?
Yeah, that's a little overpriced. That doesn't look
I might not get that set.
It's
still nice though.
Then up to the top, one of my favorites because it's a base and it's got some nice figures. Ewok Attack!
You used to have to get like the Endor Bunker just to get some of these. Nice speeders and the Ewoks.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to have the small little
area.
Plus a speeder and a tree, you know, that's great.
Yeah, I like the tree. It's got some catapult functions by the look of it. You get some nice Ewoks. Can't go wrong with the Ewoks.
No, you can't.
Then we'll move up to the Harry Potter line. And have you read the books or seen the movies?
Yeah, I
don't know what the first one on the bottom is, but it's $11.99. It says the Forbidden Forest. There's some lady with a dress. Harry Potter, of course, he's in every set.
Yep,
Hagrid. Yep. And it looks like we got a nice tree. Voldemort. A green snake.
Mushroom. gotta love those mushrooms.
I know, those are so nice. Nice printed piece. Yeah. And then there's some sort of blue flames or water or something.
Yeah.
Looks okay, but I get, besides the figures and the mushroom, I'm not sure what someone would buy that for.
Yeah.
Here's one of my favorite, the Knight's Bus.
Yeah, it's almost, I think maybe two stories would have been good. The two stories almost seems a little not much, but it's definitely nice.
Yeah, well.
I love that purple.
Yeah, three stories means more purple, and more purple.
Yeah.
It's nice. And you get, it says it's coming in June. Yeah, and it says it's looks like it's $35 from what I can make out. And it looks like there's a glow-in-the-dark head included in the set, so that would be a nice grab for all the purple.
Yeah, it is.
And then we move up. To my favorite line.
Alien Conquest.
Yeah, this is, earlier I was talking Hanley's ears off about this. It's pretty good set. What do you think about this, Hanley?
Yeah, I definitely think it's a nice touch. I think it's, there's a lot of new, different colors, you know, colors that really are go to the classic alien versus human battle. You know, you got that light blue, and the alien, of course, is green. And nice, I think both of those colors are very unique, and the alien is nice. I think it's carries on the space police type alien. And it's just kind of a nice little rover for the man that's carrying it.
Yeah, I think the big difference here in the between the Alien Conquest and Space Police is that it's a very different setting and a very different because we have four different types of aliens as far as I can count.
And space you can make an army of aliens instead of having to have just like certain aliens that you're trying to catch. It's more like it's army versus army.
Or yeah.
Human versus alien instead of space police versus the crooks.
Yeah, because in space police, it was like going after the galaxy's most wanted criminals. So each of them was a little unique in their own little way. In this, it's like a huge army of aliens invading Earth, and a huge army of humans fighting back in their little jeeps and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a difference.
They're pretty simple, but they're good because then they probably won't cost too much, and they'll be nice to add army to, and the vehicles are very adaptable, and they're very simplistic, yet good for what its purpose is.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little military for, Lego City, you know?
Because
you
see them. Different type of Lego Star Wars almost. You build an army.
Yeah. A nice addition to Star Wars, yeah. And it looks like we get the ray guns in this set. The Alien Defender. You get a little Jeep with. Oh, and the astronauts are a new color of blue. It's in between the light blue and the regular blue.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy that.
We get some nice trans orange, a new gun mold. So we got a brand new gun.
I like it.
Two-barreled. And, a lot of great pieces. Moving up, there's this tiny little guy.
Yeah.
It's a little spaceship. I think it's about $6.
Yeah, the sets are very simplistic, yet, you know, you get a man, and you get the new gun, and you get an alien, and you get a small alien craft. I mean, there you go. And for just $12, you can start a little war going.
Yeah, I know, because you can really even out it, because you'll have two alien ships, and they got, like, a little mobile artillery thing, and an astronaut. Then this is kind of a cool one, the jet copter.
It is, yeah, I like that. Their take on all the guns. There's rockets and machine guns, and you don't see too many guns in Lego usually, but I like how they added really outward guns on this new sci-fi helicopter.
Yeah, and it's a nice twist because it's kind of like the old Lego space themes, and then we have UFOs invading, which is really nice because we just get...
Yeah, one thing.
Hmm?
Yeah. No, carry on.
No, you go ahead. That was...
Okay. Yeah, and one thing is, that and Space Police and stuff, they were definitely really nice sets, but the Space Police, you know, they were driving all these almost alien-looking ships and stuff, and they don't really combine with here on Earth, and when we're facing alien conquest, we actually have jeeps and things and helicopters and stuff in the sci-fi way, and I think that's a good touch. So then you have the space, yet you still have the mankind element.
Yeah, you're right. That's the big difference you have here, is instead of most Lego space themes, this one actually takes place on Earth, and we're defending our own territory in it, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, you actually have a theme to go on. Instead of just trying to catch crooks, you actually can form a battle. So, for those of you that like Lego Star Wars and making an army, then this is something to think about.
And yeah, so let's go up. That's SpongeBob. And we have... I can't believe they renewed the contract. I mean...
I know. I thought it died out. It didn't really get it. It wasn't really a success at all.
Yeah, it came as a surprise when I heard
there
were going to be SpongeBob sets again. But it's Glove World. I have no idea what that is. But you get some nice pieces, I guess. I think the best piece... There's chocolate ice cream scoop.
Yeah, you don't see that. Hopefully... If anything comes out of this, we'll get nice pieces.
Yeah, I have to say the upper one, the Heroic Heroes of the Deep, looks like it's got some nice pieces. I see some capes in a blue and green, some new parts in the Alien Conquest color, an ice cream scoop piece, and
a cape, an ice cream cape.
Yeah, some red collectible minifig ray guns, all sorts of cool pieces. Really an improvement. Yeah. And let's go to Ninjago.
Ninjago, yes.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that theme? I mean...
I personally think it's definitely cool, and the guys are cool, but too overpriced for getting a spinner guy. You know, that's just kind of crazy if you're making it, like, $10.
Okay, yeah, and so here's the thing we have with, spinners now, is that we have the, different series of spinners.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, like,
series one is out now, and my little brother got one of those. Kind of addictive to spin, but besides that, kind of stupid.
Yeah.
So, we have spinners series two. I mean, what are these? Collectible minifigs? Don't we already have enough with the marketing gimmicks here?
I know, yeah. It's like, basically, it's just you twirl a guy around, and I guess it's kind of their take on, like, maybe Battlegon or something.
Yeah, back again.
But you have to go for the guys, I guess.
Yeah, I don't see why... I mean, as far as I know, not a lot of kids are really buying that. I mean, I've seen more people with city sets than these, but...
I mean, my input, I would stick to... The $5 sets that come with, like, the red ninja and stuff, sets like those that only cost $5, and they're a lot like just a small Lego set instead of a spinner set. But those are nice to have. You know, it's nice to always keep a little supply of those masks and
So there's no change in price on the spinners. And then let's see, there's series two, which is Naya, I think, Cole DX, which is Dragon Extreme or something.
Yeah.
Zane DX and Knuckle.
Yeah.
And then we have in this series three, right?
A monster truck.
We in the spinners series three we have trans colored spinners, but there's not much there.
Oh, yeah.
Sets of minifigs. I might just get them for the minifigs, because the samurai guy, you can only get in the real expensive sets.
Uh-huh.
And he's got a nice piece, too. So, anyways.
Yeah there's a... They actually made a whole new beard for Ninjago, too, if you noticed that.
Yeah.
Samurai Master, he has a whole new take on the Lego beard, which I like. It's nicer.
Wispy.
Looks more detailed. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's this monster truck thing. Which,
whatever that is.
I know, what is with these weird big-headed skeletons?
I know, I liked it better when they actually had some nice firm Lego skeletons. These are like,
yeah,
they don't have any Lego parts. They're not compatible with Lego, really.
Well, they are. The hands and stuff are, but it's kind of weird.
That's about it.
I don't really understand. And then there's this, the truck's got suspension. It's a pretty big truck and kind of cool looking, but...
Yeah, I don't know when I would use it, though. It's kind of out of place.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing with the Ninjago. It's really weird. On one hand, you have these... The ninjas have these ancient monasteries. And the skeletons... And they have these little catapults and stuff. And then they have skeletons coming after them in monster trucks and ATVs.
No, I know, it's kind
of... Lasers and all that. And so, ancient temples versus monster trucks...
It's kind of a little future and past clash.
Yeah.
I don't know if that works.
Yeah, I kind of guarantee you, though, that a giant monster truck against something made out of bamboo is not... It's going to be...
Yeah.
I'm going to go in the monster truck's favor on that one.
Yeah, on that side.
And we have a really cool-looking dragon. That's pretty sweet-looking guy.
It is, and it comes with other things, I think, too. And it's just nice... touch.
Yeah, you can see some of them. Then there's
sand green color.
Yeah, sand green. You can't... Enough of that. Then there's this blacksmith's workshop, which is kind of lame, I think.
Yeah, it would be good, though, if you really needed a building, you know?
Yeah.
Get a red.
Yeah, it's a very generic building, so that's kind of nice.
So that's what I might get that one for if I do.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a red ninja, one of those big-headed skellies.
Yeah, they look too much almost like Mega Bloks.
I know, that's the thing, right?
Yeah, you know, Hasbro is just being so cheap. You know, they tell Lego they can't sell minifig sets and bundles and large quantities. And then they go and start to make a new line. It's really crazy.
Yeah, Hasbro, Hanley's referring to the Hasbro deal where they said Lego can't sell... individual Star Wars figures because they're considered action figures and it violates a contract Hasbro had with Lucasfilm. And, and then Hasbro at Toy Fair today announced that they're making their own little construction line with Transformers.
Yeah, and then who knows what it'll spread to, you know? It's kind of getting a little shaky there for the Hasbro.
Yeah, and then we have the, temple, monastery, or something. Uh-huh. Kind of cool design.
Kind of. It's a little simple. There's not too much.
Yeah, the sides are simple. I like the little temp arch kind of thing with skirts.
Yeah.
And besides that, then there's this one with the lady ninja.
Uh-huh.
Naya, I think. And I like that little peach tree. That's cool.
It is a nice little tree. It's a good idea, you know, to have a nice, simple, mellow peach tree.
Yeah, it's
nice.
Very mellow. I mean, there's a rack of swords behind her, she's holding two daggers, and then there's a nice little peach tree behind her.
A little peach tree. It's a nice, it's a pretty nice set that you get.
Yeah.
A bunch of different colored swords.
Fire Temple's nice. It's got a cool dragon.
It's nice if you're going with an old feel. I mean, it's really cool, but it doesn't combine with any sets, you know. I'm always looking for stuff that will blend in with other stuff.
Alright, yeah. So,
the dragon.
Yeah, the dragon's pretty cool. I mean, he's got the, I think the dark red and the bright, yellow look really nice together.
Yeah, they do.
And you get, I like how they're using those bionicle launchers in the dragon's mouth to give it that fireball effect.
Yeah, we still got some bionicle going around here. Yeah, it's all pretty good, but,
Yeah. Well,
and then we're just gonna have to be waiting for the Pirates of the Caribbean coming out in May, and hopefully the Alien Conquest, which is coming out in summer.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. And to wrap this up, what are you really looking for in forward to in Toy Fair from Toy Fair?
I'm looking for some nice new sets and a new take on older things, and as we've kind of seen in the Star Wars and stuff, and I want, you know, new bodies and cool details, and maybe start to make some more molds for different sorts of things, which I see they've started to do. And I would want them to add more of that, you know, that night, different colors, like this Alien Conquest blue, and that nice green, and I would like to see more clear or trans clear color pieces, like see-through sabers, button pieces too.
Yeah, so any set you're really looking forward to?
Yeah, I think that the Harry Potter bus, the Knight's bus, is a pretty good set, and I think it has multiple purposes. I also like the Ewoks set with the speeder and the large tree from Star Wars, and yeah, I think those two are really nice. I like that helicopter for the Alien Conquest that we talked about earlier, and yeah, I think that's probably my top priorities here.
Yeah, and I have to say that my favorites would be the first. Well, third, I'd have my third favorite would be the Knight's bus.
Yeah.
Actually, that might be my second. I like the Geonosis and Starfighter, and my first is gonna be the Alien Conquest tripod walker with three legs, a little turret that spins around. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that one's not actually on here, but yeah, we should try to get a picture of that.
Soon. Yeah, I'll get something up there soon now.
Yeah, it's definitely gonna be nice.
So,
okay, I guess that ends our review of the Toy Fair.
Yeah, so, keep on building.